Wrong Side of 40, Book 1, Marina at Midlife. Written by Jana De Leon. Narrated by Hollis McCarthy. Chapter 1. Marina Trahan dropped into the driver's seat of her well-used Honda Accord and turned on the engine. Hot air blasted from the vents, making her feel as if she were in the middle of the desert rather than tucked away in Last Chance, a tiny bayou town in southeast Louisiana. The humidity, which sat at around 1,000%, made it so hot and sticky that after even a minute outside, a person felt as if they'd gone 5 rounds with Mike Tyson. Young Mike Tyson, before he'd married and lost his edge. She put the car in drive and grabbed the steering wheel, then cursed and let go. She'd forgotten to put that thingy on her dashboard again, and the steering wheel felt like a skillet that had been sitting on high heat for an hour. She shook her hands, silently willing them to stop burning, then grabbed a bottle of water from her purse and dumped some of it on the steering wheel. Sitting here waiting for it to cool wasn't an option. It was only August. She'd be waiting until October. With both herself and her steering wheel now dripping, she pulled out of the parking lot of the Cut and Curl, where she'd worked as a stylist for 25 years, and directed her vehicle onto Main Street, and then into the cute little neighborhood of historic homes that occupied 3 blocks behind the center of town. Maybe that was her problem, she thought as she drove. She'd married and lost her edge. Of course, that was presuming she'd ever had an edge. And Harold wasn't all that bad. Yes, he was balding and had a spare tire around his waist that you could drive to Mississippi. And he preferred his tax returns and spreadsheets to a spirited discussion about most anything else. But he had a good CPA practice, and along with the money she made as a stylist, they had a comfortable lifestyle. Still, it seemed that everything she'd heard or read lately was about how to spice things up, especially when the kids left home. They only had the one daughter, Avery, but she'd been the work of at least 10 as far as Marina was concerned. Smart, bullheaded, and a raging extrovert, she'd kept Marina running until last week, when she'd driven off to the university in New Orleans. Marina had crawled into bed after she left and hadn't come out for 16 hours. But now, she and Harold had the house to themselves. And Marina had decided to take some of that advice she'd been hearing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?